For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Columbia educators are considering plans for a dual immersion language program. The program incorporates both English and Spanish as a mode of communication, and incoming Columbia School Superintendent Peter Stiepelman says it would be a good next step for some Columbia public schools. If approved, the dual immersion program would create one class per grade of combined English and Spanish native speakers who would learn a certain percentage of their studies in Spanish and the rest in English. Lisa Dorner is an assistant professor in the Educational Leadership and Policy Analysis Department at MU. Dorner has previously studied dual immersion programs in St. Louis. After watching their success, she says she is interested in seeing that opportunity for students in Columbia as well. If adopted, the program could begin in Columbia Public Schools as early as 2015. The Board of Education has asked to hear more on the subject in the fall. Researchers at the University of Missouri are working towards improving water quality throughout the Mississippi River and Gulf of Mexico, but are still staying loyal to their efforts of improving water quality locally. MU is partnering with the EPA's Hypoxia Task Force and 11 other land-grant universities in early May to research hypoxic conditions in the Mississippi River and Gulf of Mexico. While the task force calls for coordination of research across the states, researchers at MU are also focused on improving local water conditions. Bob Braz is an Extension State Water Quality Specialist at MU and is leading the effort in improving water quality by increasing awareness and implementing new practices in the community to reduce the loss of oxygen in bodies of water. MU is currently looking at ways of collaborating its research with research of the other land-grant universities within the task force. MU is looking to improve its communication with local law enforcement and other groups with the addition of a Title IX coordinator as a full-time position. Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton's announcement comes after months of attention towards the MU Athletic Department related to the alleged sexual assault of former MU swimmer Sasha Menucori. Her story gains national attention earlier this year when ESPN published a report accusing the university of not investigating the alleged assault. Since then, Chancellor Lofton says he has worked with groups to improve the process tied to investigating sexual assaults, which is why he has made the job of Title IX coordinator a full-time position. Dr. Linda Bennett has taken the job for the time being. Bennett says she will be in charge of developing training programs on Title IX-related issues for students and staff at MU. Bennett also says she will oversee how MU will comply with Title IX requirements.
Add additional staffing in the future to help in those investigation processes.
In his news release, Lofton said Bennett is expected to remain in the position as interim coordinator throughout the summer. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster says market forces rather than manipulation drove this winter spike in propane prices. Koster reported Tuesday on results of an investigation requested by lawmakers after consumers reported prices rising from less than $2 a gallon in December to more than $5 in January. The report blames low supplies on a combination of factors, including record propane exports and high demand for propane to heat homes during an unusually cold and early winter. It also cites heavy use of propane to dry a record corn crop that was harvested later than normal. Koster's office says it reviewed about 250 customer complaints about propane prices and interviewed 80 consumers. The office has been involved in mediating 75 cases and has recovered more than $3,000 for consumers. An official report is expected this week about the May 31st drowning of a handcuffed Iowa man at the Lake of the Ozarks. When the Missouri Water Patrol arrested 20-year-old Brandon Ellingson on suspicion of boating while intoxicated, he was handcuffed and placed in the patrol boat. While the arresting officer was driving Ellingson back to the office for a breathalyzer test, Ellingson fell overboard and his life jacket came off. The incident happened at the main channel of the Gravois arm of the Lake of the Ozarks. Missouri Highway Patrol Sergeant Paul Reinsch says that spot on the lake can be hazardous. Reinsch says the officer placed a Type 3 life jacket on Ellingson, though it is still unclear if the life vest was buckled properly. According to the Missouri Water Patrol's Handbook of Boating Laws and Responsibilities, the Type 3 life jacket is not ideal for choppy water. The handbook says the vests are good for calm waters when quick rescue is likely. They are not recommended for rough waters since they will not turn up most unconscious persons face up. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.